I've said I want my day in court. Because out there in the public, books were written about me. I'm corrupt. I've received 10 million. The charges are still there. Morwadi refused to implicate me. There are many who refuse to implicate me. And in terms of the list of state witnesses, I don't know. I so wish even that one who wrote books, Louis Liebenberg, might actually be called. In fact, I will ask the court, if possible, to call that chap and to call all those who appeared before Zondo Commission. I've said this case is political, and Morwadi Tsholota, and that's why MPA has hidden the recordings. They recorded Tsholota for 2 days. There is no way the record did not actually work. They knew what they were trying to say to Morwadi Tsholota. We still want that audio visual. And I wish we will actually get it. I will surprise the court with some of the audio visuals with time.
What has your legal team particularly said on this case, noting that the extradition of Morwadi Tsholota was illegal from the United States of America? What are the implications for your particular case? Because it is still effectively ongoing, hence we are going to court tomorrow.
Well, the person who applied challenging the extradition was Tsholota, and that's why there was a trial within trial. I'm looking forward, but I don't just want this case just to, I don't want just a withdrawal here. I want to be acquitted because I have not done anything wrong. If I'm guilty of anything, of corruption, of maladministration, of whatever, of oversight and whatever they charge me with, the public knows me as a corrupt person. So I will still want my day in court. So that I take the stand and I expose what has not been exposed until today.